Let's look at how this contract might be entered into. Bianca chooses from a list of possible digital guarantee smart contracts the most appropriate one for their use case, i.e. one that allows a loan with repayment in installments and collateral in digital assets. Bianca then sets the basic parameters, including the value of €100,000 requested by Deborah, the monthly frequency with which the installments will be repaid, and the total amount of 60 installments, since Deborah wants to pay off the debt in 5 years. Each €1,750 installment includes both the principal and the interest. In each step, Bianca is shown the conversion into dollars, since all amounts will be counted with reference to a stable token pegged to the dollar. Bianca chooses which types of assets can be placed as collateral. She can select either stable token or security. When the settings are complete, Bianca confirms and is shown a QR code that contains all the information. She then communicates this code to Deborah. When Deborah's device reads the QR code, it shows her all the information Bianca previously set up, the type of contract, the amount of the loan, the installments with amounts and deadlines. In addition, she is given the option to choose which digital assets she wants to put up as collateral, from those defined by Bianca. Deborah makes sure she has enough collateral in her wallet to cover the installments and allow the contract to be signed, after which she sets it, digitally signs it by authenticating with two factors, and the smart contract is inserted into the blockchain. Prosecution. From the moment the smart contract is inserted into the blockchain, its behavior depends on the condition Deborah's funds are in. The locked and escrowed funds cannot be touched by either her or Bianca, which gives a certainty of their availability at the preset deadlines. At the same time, the bank can disburse the loan to Deborah, so that she can use it to develop the business of her own shop. Before the due date of each installment, Deborah makes sure that she pays it to the bank on time. If the payment is on time, then that portion of the pledged asset is unlocked and transferred to her wallet. If, on the other hand, she misses the due date, then the smart contract transfers that portion to the bank's wallet.